Well, our next speaker for the next 10 minutes is Dr. Felix Kaler with Queen's College, Oxford. Felix Kaler is a writer and librarian here at Oxford. He completed his e-field here at Rauschmidt, Postwars in Modern British Fiction. His book on the Phonetic Order of the Golden Dawn will be published early next year.
Thanks very much.
I apologize at first because there is quite a tonal shift, a tonal leap between Oxford fantasy and C.S. Lewis and weird fiction. I've been trying to think of some correspondences between the two, and I think this is Algernon Blackwood, who's a weird fiction author, dates similar to C.S. Lewis, and Lewis definitely read Blackwood, I think, as a teenager, and there's also an apocryphal story that Tolkien got the phrase "cracks of doom" from one of Blackwood's tales. So there is a link, I promise. Right. So weird fiction. Weird tales, the weird, new weird, however you've heard it described. Weird as an adjective to talk about the kind of horror and supernatural fiction that people like Edgar Allan Poe were writing in the early 19th century is obviously not a modern term. Authors like Sheridan Le Fanu, Bram Stoker, Walter Scott, they were described as weird by critics well into the 1890s. it wasn't until the American pulp magazine Weird Tales started to be published in the 1920s that weird fiction began to take on a life of its own as part of the genres that we think of these days as horror, science fiction, and fantasy. Writers became proud to label themselves as weird fiction writers, and they delighted in corresponding between each other as connoisseurs of the weird. But it's a slippery term, weird, particularly applied to literature and film, and it needs a definition. Some critics have called it a subgenre, others a mode. But how does it differ from, or rather, how does it infect or alter the kind of traditional speculative literature that people think of when they imagine fantasy literature or horror literature? So the American New England writer H.P. Lovecraft had a lot to say about the weird tale, and he spent quite a lot of time trying to define exactly what he thought it was. Whether you like his writing or not, we have to reject his racism and his prejudicial politics, but any discussion of the weird has to take into account his early definitions. He had this to say in his essay, Supernatural Horror in Literature. The true weird tale has something more than secret murder, bloody bones, or a sheeted form, clanking chains according to rule. A certain atmosphere of breathless and unexplainable dread of outer, unknown forces must be present. And there must be a hint expressed with a seriousness and portentousness becoming its subject of that most terrible conception of the human brain, a malign and particular suspension of defeat of those fixed laws of nature which are our own safeguard against the assaults of chaos and the demons of unplumbed space. So you can kind of see why weird has been associated a bit more with the horror genre than any other speculative genre. But what exactly is he saying here? If we just go back, something more than the secret murder, bloody bones, or a sheeted form. Lovecraft is writing in the 1920s, and here he's looking back at the kind of romantic Victorian tradition of the Gothic, and where a lot of these things were kind of commonplace. And while he admired writers like Anne Radcliffe or Mary Shelley, people that were using these tropes early on, he kind of rejects them as something that is part of the true weird tale. But this is where it gets a bit more interesting. An unexplainable dread of outer unknown forces must be present. So for Lovecraft, the weird is cosmic in scope. Outer forces, by which he means outside of our normal understanding of time and space. Lovecraft was an atheist. He rejected the idea of the spirit completely. He was a materialist. He was very interested from an early age in astronomy, looking at the universe. He was very aware of how big the universe was and how small humankind was in comparison to it. And it was this kind of the sense of kind of our inability to perceive that universe and our insignificance that was the true kind of terror at the core of the weird tale for Lovecraft. There is something that is out there that science has not yet discovered. It enters our world, however fleetingly, and is so indescribable and incomprehensible that many Lovecraft protagonists go mad. Atmosphere, which kind of links with what Simon was saying about C.S. Lewis and the fantasy tale, atmosphere is also a very key word to describe the weird. Plot is secondary to the sensation of emotion which the weird evokes. So Lovecraft goes on, the one test of the really weird is simply this: whether or not there be excited in the reader a profound sense of dread and of contact with unknown spheres and powers, a subtle attitude of awed listening, as if for the beating of black wings or the scratching of outside shapes and entities on the known universe's utmost rim. Terrifying. There are, of course, other weird writers other than H.P. Lovecraft writing at this time. One writer in particular, the Welsh writer Arthur Machen, had a completely different approach to the weird. He didn't conceive of it in terms of the weird. I don't think he ever used that word, really. But he was more spiritual. He was more of a mystic. He believed that the material world, beyond it, lay a kind of spiritual truth, and that through the weird experience, you could kind of uncover it and have a kind of transformational experience. And it could be horrifying, but it could also be very joyful. So two very different conceptions there. Transgression also seems to be a key element to any form of the weird, the idea of a boundary being crossed. The science fiction writer China Mieville, who's a 21st century writer, talks about the weird of the Lovecraft period in revolutionary terms. He says, traditional monsters were now profoundly inadequate, suddenly nostalgic in the epoch of modern war. Out of this crisis of traditional fantastic, the burgeoning sense that there is no stable status quo, but a horror underlying the everyday. And more recent attempts to define the weird focuses on its ontological implications, particularly as a way to disrupt systems around us that we take for granted. So the weird in this conception is uncanny. It's Freud's unheimlich, it's eerie. But it's deeper than that, it's more powerful, something that challenges the very structures of reality. So there are I've identified kind of three main stages of the weird in literature. There are people who like to split it into two, the early period and the late period, but I think there are grounds to argue that there are three very distinct periods that each develop what the weird becomes. So the very early stage is the kind of late 19th century, where you've got writers like Algernon Blackwood on the left there. He started off as quite a conventional ghost story writer. That he became very intensely interested in things like theosophy and the occult and spiritualism. And this began to infect or influence what he later wrote. His tales got longer, focused a lot more on atmosphere. Lovecraft's favorite weird tale was called The Willows by Blackwood. And this was this enormous tale, a very brooding, story about two men who go canoeing down the Danube in Europe. And during the night, the willows on the banks, they start to whisper and move eerily. And there's a kind of hint that they're opening another dimension. And then you have Arthur Machen that I've already mentioned. He started writing in the 1890s with novels like The Great God Pan and The Three Impostors. But then his writing got a bit more spiritual. He started focusing on Celtic Christianity and the Holy Grail and that kind of thing. C.S. Lewis owned a copy of his novel, The Secret Glory. So there's a kind of another correspondence there going on. And then to the right there, you've got M.R. James, which might be the most recognizable name in this trio. And again, ghost stories. He was kind of thought to have perfected the ghost story in the early 20th century. But what makes his stories weird is a kind of, again, it's the transgression. It's the bringing out these old academics or antiquarians, like digging in the ground and bringing out these secrets that shouldn't have been uncovered. So bringing the past into the present and all the implications that follow. Second era, the American pulp era. So this is when pulp magazines, pulp literature started to become very popular. Very, very cheap magazines, sensational subject matter, often very hurriedly written and, you know, doing it for the money. So a lot of it is quite bad. A lot of it is very good. I'd say the vast majority is quite bad, but there are gems. I'm getting a sign that says time up. Have I reached my...
If there are more questions, then yes.
Yes, okay. I'll just do the third period, which is the new weird. And this is very kind of... This is China Mieville, who's a British writer, M. John Harrison, British writer, and Kathleen Kiernan, who is an American writer, and they're very... they're almost like postmodern weird. They take inspiration from a lot of different places. They write urban fantasy. And there's a debate as to whether the weird has continued or whether it stopped in the early 2000s. And I'm not sure. And we can talk about that in the questions if you like. There we go.
Could you speak a little bit about influences from different times? Given that we have influenced like different like modern movies or like video games that have become quite common in modern
games. Yeah. Do you mean influences that the original authors?
I suppose each made like the original weird fiction has influenced what we think of as horror today in across media, and also whether. Across media, we can now consider that in the weird category.
Mm. We can definitely talk of weird cinema, that's definitely a thing these days. And it's think of directors like Guillermo del Toro, the Mexican director, whose films Pan's Labyrinth, What We Do in the Shadows, something What We Do in the Dark. He's very explicit in his influences. Some of those films even reference Arthur Machen by name. An author like William Hope Hodgson, who was also writing around that time. And those films are definitely in the weird category. You know, Pan's Labyrinth, you've got a young girl going into this underground other world, ruled over by a fawn. So you've got kind of classical influence in there. And then you have, I think the best instance of a weird film for me is Under the Skin by Jonathan Glazer. Mm-hmm. Which is about an alien who comes to this world and takes the form of Scarlett Johansson on a motorbike. And it's, intensely weird.
Well, we have to close the session now, but please join me in thanking you.